This is Dan Myler, host of the longest-running Dynasty Fantasy Football podcast in the industry, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Join me and my co-hosts, Ryan McDowell and Matt Price from DynastyLeagueFootball.com, as we use 60-plus years of Dynasty experience to analyze news, walk through startup and team-building strategies, and highlight trade targets to keep you on top of your Dynasty League year-round. It's a different topic each week on the DLF Dynasty Podcast, but the common theme is always the same, helping you build the ultimate Dynasty roster. Join me, Dan Myler, along with Ryan McDowell and Matt Price, each week, year-round, for the DLF Dynasty Podcast.
Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night, last round. For AM lovers, oh that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit, let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win, let the games begin.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. Ooh, yeah, fun stuff. Welcome, everybody, and we are back as the originals. We are back with the original hosts, Russ, Rocky, John, Matt. We finally were all able to get in the same place at the same time, and I'm going to remember right up front, remember the DLF family of podcasts? Yes, remembered. Okay, but we have, as usual, three games coming right at you. We have the name game, as usual. We have a variation of the trade game, and then we have a third mystery game, and we are going to let Rocky pick, because Rocky is next to me on the screen, so I'm going to let Rocky pick. Which do you want to do first? Do you want to do name game, do you want to do trade game, or you want to do the mystery game?
I'll go, because I always suck at it, even on I'm on a pod called the Trade Addicts Pod. I'll go with the trade game.
Yeah, you should stop sucking at a trade game when you are my co-host on the Trade Addicts Podcast.
Well, I view it as I suck at the matching the calculator value game.
Think about it all you want, however you want. It's still not great. All right, so we are playing the trade game, and this variation is called the trade bait game. I'm going to give you an updated trade bait with a couple of players, whatever, something on it, and tell you what I want as an offer. And you are going to have to use that to send me an offer. And the closest to the actual DLF trade analyzer value wins that round. We have 5 rounds. So we are going to go in order. And you can use one of the same player if there are multiple players. But you cannot give the same answer if it's just one player. What else do we have that might happen? We're going to go around in a circle. So it'll be Rocky, Matt, John, and then incrementally forward as we go. So let's go first. Rocky, you're going to go first. My trade bait. Okay, Superflex, PPR, tight end premium. I updated my trade bait with the 108, the 208, and Aaron Rodgers. And I am saying, I want you to take at least two of those pieces and upgrade me at quarterback.
What were the pieces again?
The 108, the 208, and Aaron Rodgers. So you have to pick at least two of those pieces and give me one quarterback, which means you cannot repeat answers in this one.
And why am I doing this, since I've already clicked on the settings and turned off the trade bait email alerts?
Because I am your commission. I'm texting them to you.
Oh, okay. You texted them to me. That's fine. I will make you an offer then. I appreciate that.
I got you, boo.
Okay, so I got to take at least two of these three pieces and then give you a quarterback back.
Correct.
Just and a one good offer. We're actually trying to give you a good offer, not a standard offer that you get when you update trade.
Correct. But not one trying, I send in real life. But
yes. But we're still trying to like equal out on.
We just have to be equal.
We have to be
doesn't,
equal.
Doesn't have same, to be like the highest same, or anything.
The same, but I have options. It's the same, but I have options. Right,
mm-hmm. It's the same but different. but still the same. Rocky, we've been vamping long enough that you have to have a quarterback already. Come on.
Okay. I will give you the 108.
And should I not reverse it?
I'm sorry. You will give me the 108 and Aaron Rodgers for... I feel like this might be too low, but... or too... Yeah. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, I had somebody similar range, so I'm curious.
And I will say the only real...
I also have someone in a similar range.
The only real requirements, like for something like this, I say QB upgrade, so clearly the quarterback has to be more valuable than Aaron Rodgers. But there'll be stuff like that in all of them. All right, so Kirk Cousins. Matt.
You're going to give me the 108 and Aaron Rodgers for Brock Purdy.
The 108 and Aaron Rodgers for Brock Purdy. And I am going to have to fix my spreadsheet when we're done. Oh, no, I'm not. Never mind. That works. John, what do you got?
I think I'm going to pivot then. If they both went 108, right?
108 and Aaron Rodgers. Right.
Let's pivot. Let's go. I'm only going to upgrade you value-wise. That's all we're looking for, right?
Is we're looking at value-wise. All that matters. We're talking about the analyzer here.
Well, I lost Justin Fields, and that sucks. I need a starter, so I guess I'm going to give you Justin Fields, and you're going to give me the 208 and Aaron Rodgers. Because I think Fields is still worth more.
Interesting.
That was a pivot. I was originally going to say basically what you guys said, but like for Deshaun Watson. So let's make it interesting.
All right, here we go. So the 108 is worth 337.6. The 208, 125.6. Aaron Rodgers, 92.7. So Rocky and...
Oh, way low.
Do you want me just to not give you points? And just move on? So
I would have thought Fields would have dropped more, but I'm guessing he didn't now.
Rocky and Matt both said the 108 and Aaron Rodgers, which comes to a total of 430.2. Rocky gave Kirk Cousins 288.9, a difference of 141.3.
Knew he was too low.
Way too low. Brock Purdy, 476.9, a difference of 46.7, is the winner.
Because where, I'm not was even Deshaun, John, where was Deshaun Watson have been?
I thought about Watson in the 208, but I wasn't sure how.
Is Watson above Purdy or below him?
Deshaun Watson, well below.
Watson's below, okay. For sure. But I thought about 208 and Rodgers for Watson is what was my first.
What the hell does Fields? What is Fields on the analyzer?
I was about to actually read it anyway, even though I was done being sarcastic. So the 208 and Aaron Rodgers total 218.3. Justin Fields 143.2. It's only a difference of 75.
Yeah, that's actually. I don't think that's actually accurate.
Okay. Oh, wow. Very close, Matt. Just beat you.
I would have thought Fields had fallen lower, but.
Better than me, not surprisingly. So,
making the brand look good, Rock. All right, so Matt's going to go first in this next one. I update my trade bait with CeeDee Lamb and Bijan Robinson.
Oh my God, jeez!
And I'm saying you need to take one of those players and give me one running back and one wide receiver back for either of them.
Oh my God. Okay. Why would
I want to be so mean here. Do we have a minimum score?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
The minimum score is Aaron Rodgers is 92.7 because he is the lowest I went when I copied and pasted the values over. So that's the lowest you can do. And I did do that because I knew John is a jerk.
Yes, because I would have 100% been shooting for somebody worth five and
yes,
Christian McCaffrey.
So you want to turn one of those into one running back and one receiver. Is that right?
Correct. Either CD or Bijan, and you have to give me one running back and one wide receiver. So two for one trade. I'm looking to break apart some assets to get some depth.
Okay. I'm going to trade Bijan. I'm going to acquire Bijan for Kenneth Walker and Jordan Addison.
Man, I don't think I traded away Bijan for that, but it's
I don't think I would either, but we're playing a value game, right?
I know, but it's still fun to think about. John, you are up.
I have to include a running back, and I have no idea how to value that. I am going to break down Lamb from you. I am going to trade up to Lamb from Chris Olave. The running back that I am going to trade up from Olave is going to be...
Oh, you're going to do this game.
Rashad White.
Ooh, no, that's not nothing at all.
I don't think so.
That's not the game I thought you were going to play. I thought you were going to do the game we used to play when it was like, we'll give you a player that's worth just a little bit less than a third round pick.
That's why I asked. And he gave us a minimum score of 90, or they get a zero, or ineligible, or whatever.
Right.
I made sure I wanted to play that way, Matt, but I wasn't allowed.
Oh, I thought that one ahead. Rocky, do you want to trade for CeeDee Lamb or Bijan Robinson? And what wide receiver and running back are you giving me?
I was actually going to use Olave, but
use Olave and Rashad White.
Well, him saying Rashad White makes me think my other running back might be too high.
Well, first, which player are you trading for?
I am going to go with CD, and I will trade you Tyreek and Devin Achane.
Achane was the running back I thought about using. That's crazy. Like, those offers are going to be very similar, I think. But I was like, I think Achane's a little bit too much.
Achane is way too much. Okay. So, CeeDee Lamb is worth 833.5. And Rocky offered me Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, which I would probably take in real life, by the way. Tyreek Hill, 531.2. Achane, 526.3.
He's that high?
Yeah.
Wow. And he likes running back five, I think, or six, maybe. Right? He's
running back five. Last in... Yeah. I mean, we're doing April mocks right now, but in March he was five. So that's a total of 1057.5, which is a difference of 223. Well, 224. So very, very bad.
This is why I wanted to do this one first, so I can get it out of the way.
At the comeback. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was intense. Intense. So John was trying to trade for CeeDee Lamb. He offered Chris Olave, who comes in at 575.3, Rashad White, 245.4.
Oh, which is so close. Nice.
18.7.
18 doesn't win me the point?
Of 12.8.
Shut up.
There might not be single assets on the analyzer for 12.8, but Bijan Robinson in at 734.8, Kenneth Walker 360.4, Jordan Addison 386.1, a total of 746.6, a difference of 11.8.
I get an imaginary point at least for that.
I'll give you
points. We should.
That's going to be the closest I come this entire game.
That was really good, John. All I did was like, I was like, what are two players that are worth about the same? That's kind of what I did.
Yeah. And you legitimately nailed it.
And half of Bijan. Yeah.
I'll just be happy if I can break double digit difference at some point.
I went with like, what would be like a tier, if I'm going to tier up and have to trade like somebody worth a late first, maybe.
Yeah.
And again, worked out. So far, Matt has two.
Now that we're divulging our strategies.
Also, I need to sell some of my HN.
It changes shit every round.
Matt, 2. Rocky, 0. John, imaginary half a point.
Oh, I only got a half for that?
Bro. Yep. My next trade bait, John, my next trade bait that I just texted you right now, I'm putting Dak Prescott on the block, and I'm saying I want a QB younger than Dak Prescott and a first. It can be 24 or 25 or 26. I believe 26 is.
Now I have to know QB ages. You're trying to tear down from Dak.
Yes, and you can use 2026. Just double check.
And you want a younger quarterback and anything else?
A younger quarterback and a first. It could be any first from this year or a 25 first or a 26 first.
Do I have to, if I give you a 24 first, do you want the number like 25? I'm going to give you Bryce Young and a 25 first.
All right. Well, I don't need to look up that Bryce Young is younger.
Yeah. That's why I went with him. I was pretty positive there.
So, Bryce, that's the wrong spot. Bryce Young is young and a 2025 first. All right, Rocky, you're
by
up.
The way, I'd feel really good if you gave me Dak for that, too.
John just again took the first player I was going to use, which is Bryce Young.
So actually use it this time, and maybe you won't be terrible.
Okay, I'll go. I probably won't be terrible, but I will say Bryce Young and the 109.
I think our offers are going to be very close together.
That was actually the very smart move right there. It was just taking what first round pick this year you think is pretty much.
That's what I was doing. Yeah.
All right. So Dak Prescott, Matt, one younger quarterback and any first.
Please. You guys both use Bryce Young.
Bryce Young and the 110.
Yeah. Bryce is right then, right here.
Maybe Bryce Young is the right move to make if you're trying to get rid of Dak in a rebuild.
Wait, John said 108, Rocky said 109.
No, I said a 25 first, which I'm pretty sure is about the 108, 109. So if you go 110.
Fudge.
And I swear to God, I'm getting another half imaginary point if you do.
I can't. I'm doing it. Bryce Young at the 110. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. This show's the worst.
It really is.
You guys talk.
Did Matt just beat me by like 1 point?
I sure hope so.
I know.
I sure hope so.
You probably got it exactly or something with the 110.
In third place. Okay, hold on. First, Dak Prescott, 579.3. In third place is John. Bryce Young, 291.9, a 25 first, 259.1, a difference of 28.4.
Oh my God.
How much? I'm sorry. What was the difference there?
28.4.
Still not my best today.
John's screen name on StreamYard right now, distracted by USWNT, is very on brand right now.
They gave up a goal like 10 seconds in. They've been dominating the rest of the game. So like
they're pulling a Rocky. They want to make the epic comeback.
Exactly.
In second place is Rocky, speaking of. Bryce Young, 291.9, the 109, 306.2. Whew, a total of 598, a difference of 18.7.
Jesus.
And then Matt with the win because Bryce Young, 291.9, the 110, 274.8, a total of 566.6, which is a difference of 12.7.
I am taking another half imaginary
point. I need a full imaginary point for getting that close after 200-plus scores.
Starting the Bryce Young.
I feel like I should donate a half a point to each of you because you guys talked me into doing it. So
I got to say, I mean, I think we've actually shown we aren't bad at nailing trade offers.
I mean, John came up with the idea, so he should get some credit, I guess.
I'll take an imaginary point or half. I'm also a fool. I'm going to win the imaginary game today.
Victories are still victories.
Soccer, John. The imaginary game.
It's not. It's the beautiful game, buddy.
I did go to a FC Wave game a couple of weeks ago. It's like I don't know what league. I assume women have a league like the MLS,
but NWSL. But I don't think they're. Are you in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, the NWSL, I believe, is what they
do. Tickets for that game are $7, and then it was like $40 to park.
Yeah.
Like, so anyway.
So Matt has 3 points. John has 1.5 imaginary
points. They're a good
team. He has a half imaginary point. Because John only got half an imaginary point for being pretty much the exact same the round before.
That sounds
so weird. Here we go. Back to Rocky for my fourth trade bait. I am putting on the block. I'm going to go into a little bit of a rebuild right here. Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp.
All the olds. You don't have Keenan Allen you can put up there too?
I'm not letting Keenan Allen leave. I don't care that I'm rebuilding. So Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp. You need to take multiple of these. It could be 2, 3, or 4, and give me one wide receiver under 27 years old.
Can you list all the wide receivers under 27?
I know. So, Rocky, you go first. Cooper, Adams, Evans, and Kupp. You need to get take multiple of them and give me one wide receiver under 27 years old.
Okay. I can't use Olave again, right?
I know. I'm trying to think of wide receivers under 27 years old.
I know one. I think two of them. I feel like these guys. Okay, I got mine.
I'm pretty sure he's under 27. Okay, I will do Adams, Evans, and Cooper for Michael Pittman.
Amari Cooper?
I have Cooper, Kupp, Adams. Yeah, Amari Cooper, yes, sorry.
All right, so Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, and Mike Evans is what you said. Hold on.
I hope Michael Pittman's under 27.
I think he's close.
Would you tell me if it wasn't, or I just get it completely wrong if I say somebody who's 27 or older?
Oh, he's under 27.
Okay.
he's 27. Okay. Matt, you're up.
I will take Devontae Adams and Mike Evans from you, and I will give you Devontae Smith.
I almost used him. Again. Yeah. We are tied.
Told you.
All right.
Told you. John, Amari All Cooper, Devontae right. Adams, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp. You're going to give me one wide receiver under 27.
You're getting your boy, Garrett Wilson.
Nice.
Oh.
Who are you taking from me?
Well, I drafted Hopefully Garrett Wilson. And then all of a sudden I got a little bit lucky at some running back spots and quarterbacks and tight ends. So now I just need to compete. So I need to fill out this wide receiver room, and Garrett Wilson's a jet, so he can't do it all by himself, obviously. So I'm going to go ahead and just take – I'm going to take everybody but Devontae Adams off your hands.
All right, so Cooper, Evans, and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. And I'm going to feel pretty good about my starting lineup now. Sad to see Garrett Wilson go, but I love seeing those three in my starting lineup this year.
All right, so – Rocky asked for Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, and Mike Evans, who total 599.5, and offered me Michael Pittman, who is at a disrespectful 375.3.
Holy moly, that is disrespectful.
Yeah. Difference of 224.2. We need to talk to our family at DLF that is just disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Next, we have John, who traded for Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp, offering me Garrett Wilson, the total of my side, 564.4. Garrett Wilson, a little too high at 668.8, a difference of 104.4.
Yeah, that's higher than I would have thought.
Maybe we just don't let Matt play this game anymore. because I forgot.
Like, studies these values, right?
Yes.
I think it was. I mean,
not really.
He looks at them, I should say.
I forgot who he offered me, but it was a total of, or who he wants from me, but it was a total of 414.3. Devonta Smith, 387.3.
How is Devonta Smith only?
Yeah, that's like
seven.
Maybe they just disrespect
because he's solid. Like he's like wide receiver, like 16, 17, something like that. I would guess.
Go add Devonta Smith. Jeez.
Yes, everywhere.
Let me see.
Difference of 27.0. So
I have him at wide receiver 10.
I love Devonta Smith. I'll make
up. You need to make your rankings influence the analyzer price a little more.
I have Pittman at wide receiver 21, but that needs to be adjusted for sure. Because I still have Diggs ahead of him for some reason, and I guess I probably need to move Rashee Rice down too.
After the show, Matt is doing a rankings update.
There you go.
Come on, Matt.
All right, so Matt won this game handedly, but I still have one left, and we're going to do it anyway because I update my trade bait, and I want to sell the 101. Oh. Superflex, tight end premium 101.
Oh.
And I'm saying I want to move back in the first, no further than the 105. So the 105 is the lowest pick you can give me, and at most, two other pieces.
At most, two other pieces.
At most, two other pieces.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to give you the 105. And on top of that, we'll go You don't care what positions?
Nope. Anything. It could be another pick. It could be any player, but at most two other pieces.
I will give you the 105, Javonte Williams, and some other running back I don't care about. Like,
and
how about DeAndre Swift?
That is
I am not giving up the 101 for that.
I hope not. I sure hope not.
Very.
This might be your worst score yet, Matt.
That doesn't take much, unfortunately. John.
I'm going to give you the 105 and the 205, and I'm going to throw in my 2025 first and hope that it comes close enough, but it's probably not. Can I give you something other than the 205? Like, do I have other picks? Oh, okay. Well, let's make it. I actually have the 201. So let's go 201, 25 first, and the 105.
All right. I just need to double check.
I might give the 101 up for that, actually.
The 105, 201, and a 25 first. Okay.
Yeah.
Rocky.
I will give you.
I thought you wanted players. You could use. I didn't realize I could use picks so well.
I said anything.
You probably did.
I was going to just say the farm, but I didn't think it would be scored right.
Go ahead.
The 102 and the 110.
And something else. You got to get to it.
No, at most.
At most two pieces. At most,
including the 102. Gotcha.
So in true fashion, Rocky came in last.
I knew it.
Is worth 785. The 102, 643.7. The 110, 274.8, a total of 918.5. I mean, it's a difference of 113.5, which is
still good. Not bad.
It's better than
You have to overpay to get to the 101 a lot of times.
I think that the calculator, like, they do not give enough value to the 101 in comparison to the other picks. I don't think the calculator says that the 105 is less valuable than the 101 than you might think.
It's like too linear. It's not exponential in that relationship. Yeah.
Right.
So my favorite part of this is, while he still would have lost, John changed his answer and made it worse.
Nice.
So John,
again, I thought the 101 was worth more.
The 105, which is 455.3, the 201, which is 164.9, and a 25 first, 259.1, total of 879.2, which a difference of 94.2. And Matt, with his worst showing of the game, the 105, 455.3, Javonte, 217.4, DeAndre Swift, disrespectful, 193.8, for a total of 866.4, which is a difference of 80.9.
For a trade no one in their right mind is doing.
I think if I had to guess, I would say the calculator is going to say something like 109 or 110. Plus 105 would get you to 101, and I don't think that ever happens in a real league.
Well, I'm too lazy to do it. Well, congratulations, Matt. You are the winner of the trade bait game, and since you win, you get to choose. Same. Do you want to do the name game, or do you want to do the mystery game?
Is the mystery game a new game?
No, but it's only been played once before.
Well, let's do that one.
We are playing Bolt Loaf Gas Ramen.
Name scrambles.
Football anagrams.
Oh, there's a video component on this one. This will be fun for the listening audience.
Well, no.
They can write it down.
But Rocky, you're still muted. It's going to be fun, and that's all that matters. This is going to be a total of possibility of 4 points for each of these. There's one anagram, a simpler anagram, then I'm going to give you the division and then the position if you can't get them by the second anagram. And the video or picture aspect of this was really just for fun for me. That's all it really was.
At home, just write it down, folks, and look at it.
Yep. Football anagrams.
not while you're
asking
driving.
Asking a lot from our listeners here.
Football not while you're driving.
Reminds me of cake arms. I don't know if anyone else remembers that.
Can't
make cake arms. Cake I arm. Do remember cake arms.
I will never forget cake arms. Thank you, Dave. All right, so here we go. So I'm going to put one on the screen. Your name is your buzzer. Scream it out. You get it from the first anagram, 4 points. The second anagram, 3 points. And then there's two hints, so 2-1.
Quick question before you show it. Is the number of, like what you just had was in three different lines. The number of words not necessarily line up with the
correct.
What the anagram? Okay.
The anagram is not the answer.
You have to guess.
The anagrams right are clues. It. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Hurls John Janet.
Rocky.
At
John was Rocky for sure. No way.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep. There's and no I did that first because A.
Is that Janet flying from Rafiki?
Yes, that is Rafiki throwing Janet from The Good Place.
That's so good.
Like I said, I did the video, the picture stuff because it made me happy. I figured everyone was going to get that right away, so I didn't bother with a second picture. Here we go. NFC quarterback. All right, you ready for round two? Wait, I should write down who actually got those points. Rocky got one. Rocky got four. Everyone else got zero. And anagram two. Vase tickler or vase tickler, depending on
Matt.
Who you are. Go.
Easton stick.
In
no, that's not right. That's not it.
And remember, there's another easier anagram after this if you don't want to take your guess, because Matt's out now.
I would say move along quickly as fast as we can.
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving you more than like 2 minutes on each
two
of these.
2 minutes? Good Lord.
He can edit out the dead air, John.
10 to 15 seconds.
Keep going.
We got two and yeah. Two, Russ.
You can go on to the next one.
Cavs kiter. With a picture of a baby cow flying a kite and a picture of a kite that is literally calves, like a leg, like legs. Let me know when you're ready for a clue.
My answer will always be yes.
I'm going to give Rocky some time.
I know. I'm just saying. Going forward, I'm good to go anytime.
I'm good.
This one's tough.
AFC. 5, 4, 3, 2. There's no pictures for a tight end, but an AFC tight end.
Oh, Matt. I'm not in it anymore, but come on, guys.
I agree. Come on, let's go.
All right. 0 points.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, wow. How did we not get Travis Kelce?
I don't know how you're going to get Travis Kelce.
Because once you said tight end, it was easier to narrow it down.
All right.
We are bad at
this. Next anagram. Cherry red ink.
Yeah, go.
Next one.
Moving on. Drench Irk Rye. It's a angry rain cloud raining on a bottle of rye whiskey.
Why is this one easier than the last one?
Matt.
Go. Matt.
Christian Kirk.
Incorrect.
Doesn't have a Y.
And I can't explain why, because the rest of them do very similar things.
Okay.
Well, nobody else is guessing, so I'm going to take some stabs.
No, give it. There's still clues, right?
Yeah.
AFC.
Rocky.
Go.
Derrick Henry.
That is correct.
Well done.
2 points for Rocky. That's a total of 6. I wish I remember how many of these I made. He's a running back. Derrick Henry.
Red Next. Cherry ink.
Red cherry ink, baby. Red Spock tat. We have a guy flexing with a tattoo of Spock in a red outfit on his arm.
He's going to never leave Star Wars out of the show.
He can never leave Star Wars out of anything, John.
Man, I feel like I should be way better at this.
All right, moving on. Doc Tapster, a guy tap dancing on a dock.
These are rough. For us, I feel like we should be able to get these, not the ones that are too hard. Like I feel like I should be able to see this.
In all fairness, I do not feel I should be able to get these.
The second,
that means knowing players.
Oh, I think I know what you're doing. I just still can't figure it out.
The second anagram has at least one part that is very close to the player's name.
I feel like that is the case, but I can't get there.
All right. First clue: NFC.
Rocky.
Go.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. Doc. Dak.
Stupid.
All right. I'm pretty sure Rocky won this one.
Not your game, me feeling stupid.
Actually, hold on. Let me see how many more we have. Oh, one. So yeah, Rocky wins. But let's still, we're going to do it. Next, anagram. Lil Ivy Dancer. And it's a picture of Poison Ivy as a dancer. I almost used Blue Ivy, Beyonce's daughter, but I don't want to use a real person picture. Lil Ivy Dancer or Crane Lividly. I have a picture of a very angry bird crane and then a picture of a very angry construction crane. Crane Lividly.
Rocky.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
So stupid. God.
I gave you the C and the Lee. Come on.
You did. You did, man. I'm going to go do like a million anagrams after this show. And
I feel like we did better on this last time. I don't know.
I do too. I don't remember this being nearly as hard.
Well, I had fun making those, and that's all I really care about.
I'm going to make one of these. This is fun.
Yeah, it is. All right.
So now we have Matt with one game, Rocky with one game, and we go to the name game. And I brought it back to basics with this name game. We are doing multiple NFL players.
Me too. That's what mine is.
I watch you guys have the same ones.
You better, you better not have the same ones. You ruined my game. I should have went first. All right.
All right. I think we all know how to play the name game by now. Your name is your buzzer. No clues, 3 points. One clue, 2 points. Both clues, 1 point. I'm going to get rid of this screen because I can't stop staring at Calvin Ridley's name. I don't know how to make that go away. Remove. There you go. All right. First clue. AFC North tight end and AFC South quarterback. AFC North tight end and AFC South quarterback.
AFC North tight end?
Nope. Oh. AFC West tight end.
Oh, shit.
John.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, CJ Stroud.
Travis Kelce, CJ Stroud. There you go. I was trying to make John get some points.
I was pretty sure it was an AFC West tight end, but I was like...
I mean, Travis Kelce just got traded, right, guys? So it's okay that I made that mistake. It's fine.
Okay, we already forgot about him once today.
Yeah.
All right, John should get 4 points for that one. But John gets 3 points next. AFC East tight end and AFC West quarterback. Double checking. AFC
Rocky.
East. Go ahead.
Dalton Kincaid and O'Connell.
Dalton Kincaid and O'Connell. Yes, it is.
Well done.
I was a little worried people would forget he existed. Next, AFC South wide receiver and NFC South quarterback.
What was the first one?
AFC South wide receiver and NFC South quarterback.
Rocky.
Go.
Christian Kirk Cousins?
Yep. I was kind of hoping people would forget that Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons and is in the AFC NFC South.
I could never forget where Kirk Cousins is.
You never forget in general. So Rocky 6, John 3, Matt 0. Next, we have three more. NFC West quarterback and NFC West wide receiver.
Rocky.
Go.
There's multiple wide receivers.
Yeah, there's a lot of answers here.
Brock per Debo Samuel.
Yeah, that's the one I did too because they're on the same team. Brock, Brock per Debo Samuel. All right, that's Rocky up to 9. Looks like Rocky wins the night unless John ties this, and technically Rocky wins the night anyway. But we still have two more. AFC North wide receiver and NFC West wide receiver.
What was the second one?
The whole thing. AFC North wide receiver, NFC West wide receiver. This is one we actually screwed up today.
John.
Go.
Amari Cooper Kupp.
Amari Cooper Kupp. Yeah.
I think that was the literal first like name game clue we ever did.
Probably.
It was Amari Cooper Kupp.
All right, last one. John can at least ruin Rocky's game here and make it be a tie instead of a win. NFC East quarterback and AFC South running back. NFC East quarterback and AFC South running back.
The NFC or AFC South running back?
AFC South running
AFC
back.
AFC South. Okay.
I can't remember that quarterback's name.
This one can be a little tricky. Not because of poetic license or anything, but a little difficult.
NFC East quarterback?
Yes.
Man, I feel real dumb today on these.
I know.
Let me know if you guys want a clue and which one you want it on.
I think we need a clue, you know.
We got to be looking at a backup quarterback here, right? Oh, maybe not. Maybe not a backup anymore or whatever.
Which clue do you want, the quarterback or the running back?
I'm good for quarterback team if you guys are.
Sure.
I'm good with that.
So you want the quarterback team?
Yes.
Yes.
The New York Football Giants.
Yeah.
Which means Rocky won the night and the game.
Yay. No idea who the running back is.
Matt, duh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tommy DeVitoni Pollard.
Yes, Tommy
DeVito. I was like, is it Tony or Tommy? I almost said Tony DeVito.
I forgot Tommy DeVito existed.
Same. Exactly. I mean, would you be super, like, besides the money they just gave Daniel Jones, would you be super surprised if he started? I mean,
yes.
No.
I would be surprised if he ever plays another NFL game, yes.
I mean, yes, probably that's the most realistic outcome. But thank you, everyone. Fun. Congratulations, Rocky. You are the winner.
I did make the epic comeback.
You did make the epic comeback. There you go. You planned this out all along. Congratulations. You are the winner of tonight's episode of Dynasty Game Night, a DLF family of podcasts. Russ, Rocky, Matt, John, saying goodbye, and have a good night.
Good night.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. With Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night.